As the weather warms up, many Pittsburghers are looking to spend more time outdoors. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Kovash brings us this report of one unique tour that's letting locals explore the city by foot.
Thanks to the unseasonable burst of warm weather, you may have seen runners and joggers dotting the sidewalks and trails with their vibrantly colored sneakers recently. It's also peak marathon training season. But if a marathon sounds a bit daunting, a running tour offers a more leisurely alternative. I'm a casual runner and decided to join a group recently. After paying the $30 sign-up fee, I met up with everyone at Riverfront Park under the Birmingham Bridge.
So just to start you off here, we're in the South Side. The South Side is actually made up of two distinct neighborhoods. So it's the South Side Flats and the South Side Slopes. The South Side was originally the city of Birmingham.
That's Trista Yerkes. She started Pittsburgh Running Tours as a way to get to know the city 4 years ago after moving from Minneapolis. She offers the roughly 3-mile tours on Saturdays through various Pittsburgh neighborhoods.
I've actually had quite a few people, a lot of people who do this as their first 5K, because it is made for beginner runners who can take a few breaks along the way.
Stopping every half mile or so to catch my breath was a welcome reward. Conducting an interview while running isn't easy.
Do you find that it's hard to,
Okay, yeah.
This is going to go bad. I'm already running out of breath.
But I did catch my breath while Yerkes filled in the group on the history of several landmarks and murals along the way. She shared the story behind the colorful fish mosaics inside a Southside Works pedestrian tunnel.
So the developer of the complex really wanted to add a little something here, make it kind of cool and fun instead of just being this random passageway. So we asked the artist, Steve Osedberry, to design something. So the artist decided to tie in the water feature of this fountain over here. So we made four different fish mosaics swimming along to add a little bit of movement and flow to this area.
A short while later, we stopped at the corner of 11th and Carson, where she introduced a fading golden red Shepherd Ferry mural.
Now, these murals were never meant to last. They were put up in 2009. It's literally a wheat paste poster, so you can see that it's very weathered. It's kind of starting to come down because of all the weather that Pittsburgh has. So it makes me very sad, but it wasn't meant to last.
Though everyone on this particular day was local, Yerkes said the tours first attracted lots of out-of-towners passing through the Steel City.
It's great to see a city by foot. You can slow down a little bit. We stop so that people can take pictures and ask any questions. I'm always here to give restaurant recommendations. I love to eat, so I'm always telling people, okay, we just passed that restaurant, remember it, come back and enjoy their food.
Now, locals like Mary Moran are joining the tours more and more often. A Brentwood resident, she moved to Pittsburgh 2 years ago.
This is actually my first one, but I do want to do all of them probably, because it's a way to get to know a neighborhood a bit, and you know, it's good to have someone who knows the area and can point out different interesting things.
Yerkes says she's happy to teach others interesting tidbits about Pittsburgh and do what she loves, running. In fact, last year she ran 900 miles. I'm Sarah Kovash, 90.5 WESA News.